Damn you. I am blowing the factory to hell. You can't stop me. Everything's fixed. In a minute, a bomb will go off. You, I, everyone will be smashed to atoms. And I'm glad. For the fatherland. You can't make it in time. The bomb should have exploded. I was double-crossed. They sent me here to get caught. The dirty... Go ahead and shoot. It'll save the firing squad some trouble. I know about these fears, Captain. I overheard your remarks to Mr. Masters. I've listened to Orkin's babble. I will bargain with you. Then I will not help. It looks pretty bad, doesn't it, Captain? But consider my hopeless case. When you put it that way, Captain, how could I refuse? I'll cooperate, not to help you, but to help the fatherland. He's dead. My race must be preserved. All other people are evil, decadent, and are doomed to slavery under the man of the future. The future man will be a child of my race. My race is superior. From it, the Uberman will rise. You must help. Prey on these inferior peoples. They do not deserve to live. It is only through destruction of the weak that the strongest survive. Man is a cruel but noble creature. Those who fail to kill are weak. We can build what you wish. Because I am the stronger. There is nothing you can do to save yourself or your country. Nothing. The spheres will destroy you and your people. They will destroy every living creature who does not surrender to my nation. Might will come into its own. They are greater than anything on the earth. This is not so. I know how to handle them, Orkins told me. He said he imitated their whistle and they spared him while they killed the others in the plant. He didn't realize the value of his discovery. He was too much of a coward. Look! The rise of living energy! Our own kind of life may have begun ages ago in much the same way. A spore from some far-off world may have drifted here through space, found conditions just right, and taken root. Thus the spore of the sun, the whispering spheres, found a set of conditions fitted for growth. That metal pot is filled with seeds of the spheres. One by one they will hatch and grow into a force that will bring extinction to all men, except those of my race. The spheres do not want the world. They want the sun. We will see that they go back to the sun after they have had their sport, killing the weaklings of your nation. The fact that I am alive proves my superiority. Your people ran in terror at the sight of the spheres, but I bargained with them. I made an alliance.